Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite snack or beverage and sit down and hear what kind of messages Jesus and the other divine beings have for us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Hi, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's always a blessing and an honor to be here with you. A little bit about me. I saw spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. Presently, I'm on this amazing journey that I just can't believe I'm on. It's the most beautiful journey that I could, you know, even imagine. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I do have a not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma at that time. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It is a really cool connection. Joan, she leaves this door open, and to me it looks almost like a revolving door, and it really helps me to connect with people, you know, and that have the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And I do connect with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. I did have a work background prior to doing what I'm doing. It was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the backbone of my current journey of service. I'm just so blessed. And a little bit more, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, as well as being a seer, a teacher, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and there's a few other things, but that's the cliff notes. Thank you, Barbara.
Well, you didn't end the way you usually end.
You know, the day didn't begin the way it usually begins. Yeah, I'm muddling through, and if I start to sound like Jeremiah the Bullfrog instead of DC Love, don't ask questions.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a person who is always looking for answers. And I began to find those answers when I started to look where they actually are, which is within me. And that has led to me learning incredible things and experiencing miracles and so much. So what I do now is I'm officially a freedom and empowerment life coach. I also am a soul evolution contract rewriter. I am an energy upcycling practitioner, which is a method of releasing that was given to me by the divine. I'm also a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and so many other things. And like I said, this all started when I was looking for the answers in my own life. I was living a life that was supposed to be wonderful, but actually felt pretty crappy because I was making everybody else more important in my life than me. And now I've learned that I am important and it's okay for me to love me. In fact, I am self-love. So it's really changed so much in my life to open up to loving myself and allowing me to be me, not needing to judge myself, not needing to have all of the stories. Oh, we all have so many stories, stories about this, that, and the other. We wake up in the morning, we have stories about what our day is supposed to be like, what our clothes are supposed to be like, what our bed is supposed to be like, what our house is supposed to be like. We have so many stories. And I am learning that letting go of all of those stories is my way to freedom. And so that's what I'm doing. If you want to learn more about what I'm doing, then you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And it has a brief overview. It doesn't tell you nearly as much stuff as there is. But that's okay. You can find out more by calling in on the show and asking questions and seeing what kind of incredible, wonderful, divine answers you are going to get from both DC Love and myself. So now it is time for us to hear some messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first message I got when you were talking about letting go is I heard, "Hey, Barbara, can we talk?" And only one person that I know that comes in that way, and it's Joan. And she's saying, "You know what? I've been looking for morning with Jesus, and I didn't realize you now have lunch with Jesus." So I said, "Yes, Joan, this has been this way for a while, you know." She's saying, I may have tuned in once or twice, but I forgot it was actually lunch with Jesus. And she's saying, "Barbara, speaking of Jesus, I'm still practicing that walking on water. But now that you've told me to take off my shoes, it did get a little bit easier, but it's still not as easy as it looks." So she wants to let you know that she's still trying to walk on water like Jesus, you know.
Good.
And she has her cell phone to call into us just in case she gets herself in a jam. She said she'll call into the show.
Wonderful.
But she said, "You know what? I do have the angels listening to your show, of course. And, you know, when you guys aren't on the show, let's hang out sometime. Okay, ladies, catch you later. Have a great show." And with that being said, Joan is sitting there, and she has a beautiful angelic entourage. We have Mother Mary coming in. "Greetings, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This divine energy has the power to change everything, beloveds. Each of you were created from love, and it is now time once again to connect with that love and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward to all you meet and see yourself and others through the eyes of love. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves and help others to see the miracles love can bring. Be an answer to someone's prayers. Beloveds, you are an extension of my love. Help to create the shift with this divine, infinite energy and to remove all limitations. Let go of all that is holding you back. Simply allow your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state, which is love. You hold within you unlimited potential. As you ascend, help others to become one in love as well. You have so much within you. You have the ability to bring so much love and so much light into the world. Each of you are so needed. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything you need is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and help you to expand and awaken and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. Beloveds, I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you have ever dreamed. And as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Beloveds, trust yourself. Continue forward on your journey. And open your hearts to all the possibilities that surround you. Each of you are meant to live a happy and a joyful life that is filled with abundance. And please remember, my love is always with you, and I love you, Mother Mary." And with that being said, Barbara, we have Jesus coming in, and he's saying, "Beloveds, love is the bridge between you and everything. The more that you nurture a feeling of loving kindness, the happier you become. Each of you come into this life with a special purpose and, as well, with unique gifts. Please realize this and awaken to your spiritual love. When you are not in a state of love, you are then in a state of fear. And I have found that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. When there is love in your heart, everything outside of you becomes lovable. You owe yourself the love that you so freely give to others, and the world needs more people who love themselves. Let your love send out so much positive energy that it shifts the vibration of where you are right now. Our days are happier when we give a little piece of our heart instead of giving others a piece of our mind. And real love means you expect nothing in return. Please, let love be the only motivation of your heart, and let the love that exists within you hold all the pain and transmute it back into perfect love. I choose to remain in a state of unconditional love, a state where love can never be hurt. It can never be destroyed. Love is always the way. It is always, always the way. There are many ways to connect with God, and I choose love. Let love be the divine force of your life. Beloveds, choose to create, share, and attract unconditional love, and allow unconditional love to hold you in its fearless embrace. Unconditional love is love without strings. Let this love be who you are. It is a natural state of being. Love is the energy that holds everything together. Love is encoded into the fabric of the universe. Your very spirit is the creative force of love. It is a gift that requires our human spirit. Beloveds, live with an open heart. What the world needs now is love, more sweet love. Let us now love each other as God loves us. God intends that the love of Him and the love of man be inseparable. Be transformed, be renewed by the love of God, and let today be the day that love, that you love yourself for who you are, just as you are right now. Love yourself more. Write yourself the love letter that you've always wanted to receive. Beloved, self-love is so empowering. And remember, all things are possible when love is present. And please don't forget, I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say now. We want you to understand that there is no separation. There is no separation. There is no separation. And we are talking about separation of every kind. We are talking about you being separate from God. It's not possible. It's not possible. God is within you. God is always within you. God will always be within you. You are never separate from the Creator. You are never separate from the one who created you. Yes, you have the freedom to make your own choices because you are not a robot nor a puppet, but you are not separate either, not ever. That is one of the things that I was trying to convey during my lifetime, that the Creator, the Father, whatever name you want to give, is within each of us. We are not separate. We are never separate. We cannot be separate. There is no separation. And the same is true with me. I am within each of you. There is no separation. You do not have to call for me to come. I'm already there. You do not have to ask for my assistance. I'm already there. You do not have to ask for my forgiveness because, frankly, I don't have anything that I'm holding against you. This whole belief in separation has brought so much distance into your world. You see yourself as separate from everybody else and everything else. And then you feel like you have to protect your little part from them. Imagine how the world would be if everyone recognized the unity the oneness. If each person recognized that if they are hurting another person, they are hurting themselves, because there is no separation. It would change everything. It would bring everyone into alignment with love. So we want to start encouraging more love. And that's what we've been doing in our messages today. And we have a wonderful thing for you to say to bring more love into your life. And you simply say, "Dear innate, I am self-love. Dear innate, I am self-love. Dear innate, I am self-love." And what that is doing, it is removing the stories. It's helping you to let go and move back into inner unconditional love and acceptance, which is what you were created from, which is what the Creator is. It is removing the separation and bringing the unity. So now you have two wonderful Dear Innate statements that you can use to completely change your life. Dear Innate, I let go. And Dear Innate, I am self-love. Use them both. As you let go and move more and more into love, everything comes into balance. And you'll find yourself filled with joy, love, bliss, because you've let go of everything else. We love you. We always love you. Love knows no end. And you are love. Okay. That's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was a beautiful message.
Yes. Oh, I just love it. Okay. We are now going to take questions from callers. So if you have a question, you can call 646-716-5045. And when you call in, press the number 1 so that we know that you want to talk to us. Otherwise, we'll just let you listen. And the chat room is also open, so if you are logged into Blog Talk, you can go into the chat room and ask a question there as well. All right, we will now go to our callers. And our first caller is area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel. Hello.
Hello.
And it is our Nathaniel. Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what's on your mind today?
There was a thing on Facebook. Someone had reached out or something. And I guess it was a scam. So they said they were giving out grants for different amounts, so I could get a $90,000 grant if I pay $3,000 up front.
And you didn't realize those grant things are always a scam?
Well, I signed up for another thing on a thing. It's called like USA Grants. This is another thing. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Do you think that's a scam too?
They're probably selling you something that you can get for free. That's usually what those grant things are.
Well, this this other one was the mother of the lady that where I used to live. It was the son's mother, or I thought it was her mother, but he said it was her grandma. And I guess her account got hacked, he said, and she was sending me, you know, oh, how are you doing? So I don't know, you know. On Facebook Messenger, you know, they say that they could, you know, listen to all your emails and texts and everything and turn on the phone, the microphone on your phone at any time. So I don't know how they knew, what they knew, when they knew, or what they knew, but they seemed to text me, and I don't know if it was a coincidence. And you know, I was led down the stream Sunday, you know, and I was thinking, you know, because it was her mom, and she, I know that she sent me flowers when I had my surgery, so I thought, oh, she's a very kind lady, and she said that she wanted to help. So I'm not sure. You know, I thought it was someone that was wanting to help. So,
well, anytime you get a personal message on Facebook that they're talking about a grant, and they always say, hi, how are you, how have you been, and they're always so sweet, and they're usually people that you think you know, but their account has been hacked.
Yeah,
and
I realize that.
Don't respond.
Yeah. So I gave the guy, you know, my name, address, and phone number, you know, email and stuff. Didn't really give him any other stuff, but I asked her, you know, can I talk to you, you know? And she says, you know, well, this must not be Nathaniel. Your account must have got hacked. So I was going like, what? You know, so I, you know, there's so much Facebook stuff going on, you know, I don't know, really skeptical of a lot of it. You know, and so much computer stuff is the new method of, you know, crime.
Yeah. So always ask your angels before you respond. Ask them, is this for my highest good? And when I ask them that about what you've already been talking about, they're all shouting, no, 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 no.
Well, I signed up for another thing, though, and it's like USA grants, and, you know, you can get a grant for, like, you know, 10,000 or 100,000 different things, you know, but I called for some of them, and they were weren't even, you know, they were expired, or I just called, you know, like five or six of them, you know, and so it wasn't, you know, very skeptical. So I said, well, you know, I was going to do a dispute or something on the Facebook, and they offered me somewhat thing. I don't know. So they were really rude, though, when I called, though. They were just, they were being really sarcastic and stuff, you know, when I called for help.
Well, you know, they're there to make money. They don't really care about customer service. Once they get your money, then they know you're going to leave, but they just want to get that money before you leave.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a dispute, so I won't have to pay anything, I don't think, but it's a letdown on, you know, just you know, people. But that's kind of gas, but was on my mind, so I didn't.
That's okay. That's understandable. I'm hoping that you've learned that these grant offers that you get on Facebook.
Well, it was something that I thought that, you know, bought me flowers, and I thought that it was the my Ruth mom, you know.
It's not going to be someone that you think is a wonderful person.
You know,
that wonderful woman would not send you that information.
Yeah, so, you know, she said, you know, I thought it was her, you know, I thought it was my ex, you know, roommate's mom reaching out to try to, you know, so I, you know, was thinking, well, how did that happen? And I think it's because they must monitor a lot of the Facebook activity, or if they have all your messages and stuff that they can. So I'm not sure what happened, but I don't think she had many friends anyway. So I don't know how they operate, but. Anyway,
well, disconnect yourself from all of that stuff, because your highest good.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what DC is getting for you.
Yes, Barbara, I agree with everything that you said to Nathaniel. I know, like, in my area, like, the local university helps people with, you know, different kinds of grants. You can check, you know, the government sites, and they have, you know, some grants that they have free money for. And, you know, you could call, like I said, our local university helps people. And some of the way that you get the grant money, you have to write an essay and, you know, let them know what it is for, Nathaniel. So I would just try your local government and, you know, inquire and let them, you know, assist you in finding, you know, grants that you're eligible for. But Jesus is coming in. Nathaniel, anything? Nathaniel, beloved, you are such a favorite of mine. I love you so much. Do not fear. And always think the best. Think all good. And he's showing me that, you know, you have the power to get through anything that you're, you know, in the midst of right now. And he's showing me difficulties fading away. And he's saying, beloved Nathaniel, you are loved. You are never passed over. It may take a little time. It may take a little effort. But you will, you know, obtain your goals. And eventually you'll have the answers and results that you are as well looking for. Okay? So in regard even to the grants and everything for right now, Nathaniel, just surrender this, okay?
Okay.
Let go and let God and let things, you know, be worked through. And allow the angels to come in and assist you to help you to get through, you know, all of this. Just release, you know, all the fear and all the anxiety and confusion, let it go, Nathaniel, okay? And as you do, you're going to see, you know, you're giving it to the angels. They're placing a box at your feet, and they're saying, Nathaniel, anything that is negative, anything that is not for your highest and best right now, put it in the box, along with any disappointment that you may be holding on to. Surrender everything. You need not, you know, to have all the facts right now. All we ask is that you relax and allow, you know, better to come your way. And when we let, you know, we let go and we let God be in charge, that's when the good things happen, and I'm getting the word miracles. Okay, and trust that God, he has a perfect solution for you, Nathaniel. And I am getting the word miracles, and allow things to come to you in unexpected ways, okay? Because we know that God's timing is perfect timing, okay? So please just release what you're holding on to, Nathaniel. Let go and let God, and allow yourself to be led to the solutions you're looking for. Okay, so it's going to be fine. And I do see an angel of healing coming in. And, you know, she's felt, you know, all the emotions that you were feeling all today. Go ahead, Nathaniel.
Angel of appeal?
Of healing. The angel of healing. She's coming in. She's felt your sadness, your disappointment, a little confusion, a little anxiety. And she's saying, beloved, I am here. I am with you. Allow myself and the other angels to help you. And she's just saying, Nathaniel, close your eyes and breathe. Place one of your hands on your heart and feel my love and feel the healing that is coming to you right now. Just breathe this love in and know that you are supported. You are supported by your angelic team. You are supported by the divine. You can always talk to us as well, Nathaniel, about anything you choose, at any time you choose. You can speak with us. You could write something. You could think something. You could feel something. And we are here to help. And you will undoubtedly know that we do exist, because you will have a positive confirmation or a sign or something that is coming your way to really help you to trust and believe, Nathaniel. Know that we are with you. Do not worry. Nathaniel, we watch over you. We watch over you day and night. And we want you to know that you are safe. Okay? And even with the situation, it's sort of like you've put up like some barriers, Nathaniel. And the angels are saying, relax, beloved. Allow us to take on your stress and take it away from you. They want you to just breathe and relax and feel their beautiful love and their healing energy with you. But they're saying you must have a little bit more patience, Nathaniel, because, you know, there are other people involved in the situation besides yourself, and you will have a solution at exactly the right time. Don't try to force anything. Just relax. So I feel like that's really good advice, Nathaniel. I think your angels are, you know, they're doing a great job. They're with you, and they want to help you, okay? So please just, you know, let go and let God. I'm just trying to see. Yes, and then Nathaniel, the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you have so much to offer. You know, what, you know, in work, whether it's a relationship, you have so many amazing qualities. You're very generous, you're intuitive, you're sensitive. But at this moment, you seem to be struggling, you know, to get yourself into the future. And you want to know exactly what your life is going to be like. What your life is going to be like. Nathaniel, just breathe. Allow things to, you know, to happen. Don't hold on to fear. Don't hold on to anxiety. Allow us to help you. Take time and reflect and allow, you know, the best solutions to come your way, Nathaniel. So I really do feel like that's great advice, okay? And know that anything is possible, Nathaniel. And possibilities are only limited by your dreams and by your imagination. So at the moment, it feels like you're not in the flow right now. And part of it is that your emotions are blocking you emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. So just, you know, breathe, meditate, and allow things to change, Nathaniel. And when you do meditate and, you know, you breathe, you see all the possibilities that are before you that allow you to move forward in your life. Okay? So just, you know, just see that, you know, this was something that, you know, was not what you thought it was. It's okay, and the angels are there to help you. But I do see, you know, a lot of inspiration that's going to come your way and help you to go forward, as well as opportunities, amazing opportunities, Nathaniel. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, so we are just going to make a few statements, dear innate statements, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I am self-love.
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 Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Okay.
So this is all about letting go. Letting go of everything that happened, letting go of your confusion about it, letting go of what I thought this was or I thought that was, letting it all go. Just let it all go. Because otherwise you start living the story instead of living the truth of who you are. And it's about letting go of all of the stories so that you can live the truth. You know that the grant scams are not the truth. They have no place in your life. They have no benefit that they are bringing to you. Let it go.
I think someone else about 6 months ago that I knew from high school had friended me, I think on Facebook or something, and they said, "Boy, these grants had really changed my life." And I really didn't know what was talking about.
That they are given when they are sending these notices out to other people. It is not the person it is that they are pretending to be. It is never the person they are pretending to be. So don't believe any of it and let it go, because it has no purpose in your life.
Well, this one got me going pretty good, you know, because I thought it was the roommate's mom, and you know, she'd sent me flowers.
Yeah, but it wasn't her.
So I don't know.
And there's nothing there for you.
So, well, she seems to be really nice, so I thought, oh well.
And she is a nice woman, but let go of this.
It's not her. He said it was her grandma, so it was actually the wrong person.
You've got to let go of the whole story. Just let it go.
Okay.
You have some things that you are supposed to be doing in your life. You are supposed to be looking within more, finding out the truth of who you are, standing in your power, allowing yourself to receive what the Creator is giving to you. So if you get something in an email or a text message or a Facebook message, whatever, ask your guidance, is this for me? Is this for my highest good? And they will answer you. And if they say no, then just let it go. You don't need to do anything about it. Just let it go. You only need to focus on the things that are actually for your highest good. Because what you focus on, you feed and you increase. So if you stay stuck in this scam, then you are feeding the scam. You are increasing the scam, which is not what you want to do. And that's why it's important to just let go. If you need to, just write it on a piece of paper, Facebook scams, grant writing scams, whatever, and then ball the paper up, throw it in the trash, and let it go.
Yeah. The people were saying, you know, about God and stuff, and, you know, I was praying for you, and I want you to get the money, and, you know, I'm praying for you, and hope you, you know, and I swear for the hereafter. And the other guy said, well, how do I know it's not a scam? And, well, he goes, well, the person that told me, you know, I'm a God-fearing person and blah, 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 and everything. So, you know, I was thinking, well, it must be a... But, you know, I couldn't call them. You know, I tried to call them, and he wouldn't answer. Supposedly David Smith, the attorney. He was supposed to be some attorney, high-up guy in the Department of Human Health and Services. And, you know, I tried to ask her if I could even talk to her. And she said she got a new phone and accepts text messages, but they said not to talk on it or something. So now that I look back, you know, I thought it was somebody else, you know. And,
yeah. And that's fine, but it's over and done, and you need to let it go.
I just have to let it go.
Yeah.
And I think this is, you know, I've been letting go. You know, about it. I think it was kind of Sunday was the big day, and I ended up at Walmart, you know, to get $500 gift cards for them, and they told me there that it was a scam, and they didn't have the gift cards or something. So I just told the guy that, oh, they didn't have them. He goes, well, get Amazon or something, or get eBay gift cards or something, he said, and then he texted back the next morning saying, oh, I'm preparing the, you know, the blah, 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 you know.
But Daniel, have you contacted the Federal Trade Commission?
Reported it to the Federal Trade Commission?
Yes. The Federal Trade Commission wants to hear about scams like the one that you were involved in. And they also have information in avoiding and recognizing scams as well. And the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, you could file a complaint with them, as well as your state consumer protection office.
How would I look up their phone number? Could you find their phone number and send it to me or something? That'd be too much, Bill.
I'm looking online. It says government grant scams, Federal Trade Commission. So just look up the Federal Trade Commission. It's consumer.ftc.gov.
Yeah, it's just a website. You don't get to talk to anybody. You know, you got to go online.
To
fill out
something electronically and let them know about the scam that you were involved in, okay?
Well, I'm just going to have to fill out something online. You know, I'm not going to get to talk to anybody about it, right?
They call you. I don't know. But they're saying that do not give it out any bank information. Do not pay any money for a so-called free grant. Lookalikes aren't the right thing, and phone numbers can deceive. So they have a, you know, they have a like a site that you can file a complaint with them, and it's toll-free, and it's 1-877-FTC-HELP.
FTC?
Yes, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, C as in Cat, HELP.
Okay.
Okay, and they want to hear about those kind of things that people, you know, encounter. So please, you know, connect with them, the government agency.
Okay. Well,
okay.
One good thing is I did get a bed. I was sleeping on a cot for the last couple of weeks. It was really uncomfortable. And, you know, that's one good thing. But FTC, FTC?
Yes, 1-877-FTC.
Okay.
Help. And, you know, you'll be able to connect with them in regard to the fraud that was, you know, trying to be committed in regard to the free government grant.
Yeah.
Anything that you pay money for is, you know, for something for free, you know it's a scam like that, Nathaniel.
Well, I also signed up for something that might be a little more legitimate, which is USA grants. And I guess you pay $30 a month or something to go onto their website and see all the thousands.
That would be another scam. You shouldn't have to pay for the information.
I was able to talk to people yesterday about it, but they were so rude, you know, that I talked to this one lady and she goes, oh, did you get our thing? And they were sending me all these texts and emails and stuff saying, oh, congratulations. And then I talked to them and they kept sending me back, we're here to help. You know, and they would say something. We're here to help, and you know, your questions get answered.
Connect with your state, you know, state phone numbers, and they'll help you. I mean, you don't have to for anything like that. There's, you know, they'll direct you to websites, and you don't have to pay for anything. There's a USA Gov. I don't know like what that is, but that's another site to, you know, to find out about grants and loans. But your state will know specific, you know, grants and loans that you would be eligible for.
Huh. Well, okay.
Don't pay any money for, you know, for any kind of information, because anything that is, you know, legitimate, the information is, you know, it's on a website, like a state website, a government website, and it's all for free, Nathaniel.
I'll have to look into that. I'm just kind of recovering.
Call a local representative. They could direct you to different sites.
Look up
the representatives in your area. And they'll help with anything.
Well, I didn't send them any money, you know, because I would really be depressed.
But there's no need to send any money, Nathaniel. But please just, you know, like Barbara asked, like check in with your angels, you know, is this legitimate, you know? And just know the angels are saying, Nathaniel, big changes are going to happen. And you're closing the door to all of this and you're welcoming in all the beautiful new energy. So we want to leave that behind. Not hold on to, you know, all of that, the fear, the anxiety. Release all that. It really doesn't serve your highest good. You want to go forward. and, you know, allow yourself to transform through this difficult time into something amazing. Okay?
Okay.
God bless, Nathaniel.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is 111111111. Let's see if this is the one. Hello.
Hi. I am self-love. This is the one.
You are. You definitely
Hi.
Are self-love. Hello, hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And, you know, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. Thank you.
Well,
and as I'm in there, I see her,
yeah.
And she's saying, Queen, you have all this amazing power within you to create your own world. And she is saying, you know, just breathe and begin. Life holds so much for you, Queen.
I agree. Who is saying that?
Ginger.
Ginger? Oh, I didn't
yes.
really hear who you said, so yes.
She's the one,
yes.
too, she
right
said.
On,
She's
Ginger.
The one and only. Talk to the
yes.
dog.
Yes. You know, I do, and it's cool with me. You know, you were talking about the grants with Nathaniel, and it crossed my mind with two things. He's probably gone. But your beautiful photography is worth a try at getting a grant, a fellowship. Grant slash is one, fellowship is another, at an arts council in your state. So I'm just putting that out there because your photography is very, very artful, and I always
appreciate it. I love taking
so,
pictures. I'm always just looking and, you know, discovering. I just love it. Yeah.
So give it a try because in my state, if you win, and back in the day, I won twice. For dance.
Wow.
I won 5,000 one time of fellowship and 2,500, or maybe 5,000 both times. It's been so long. I was going to try this year for my writing, but I'm not going to stress myself to get all what they want from me for that. I'm just going to finish my book, which is what I'm going to ask you all about. But, and I use that as a deadline. But the money's there, and, you know, you could win. It's, you know, with all the power
that's,
you got behind you.
Thank you. That is so, so amazing. Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes.
information.
Yes, and there was something else about the grants and the Daniel, but it's gone by. Anyway, what's up?
I think it's an ascendant master, Horus. He's an Egyptian god, I believe. And the twin
goddess
Isis, he's coming forward. Horus?
Ask.
And he's saying,
yes,
beloved,
I know them.
He's saying, your magnificent and magnetic energy, beloved, is bringing miracles into your life. So I just see this beautiful, amazing, it's like a gateway opening for you. And he's saying, you know that you are connected to all, you are connected to all that is, and it's time for you to manifest even more miracles than you've done previously, Queen.
I'm ready.
Yes, you are.
I'm
and there's
ready.
So much abundance waiting for you. There's guidance and whatever it is you're needing, but there are amazing opportunities as well. So make sure that you're putting that intention out there because this is a beautiful time for you.
Thank you.
And I'm interesting. Girlfriend, expect miracles. They're waiting for you. All you have to do is expect them. Be bold. Expect, you know?
I'm expecting. I'm pregnant. I'm expecting.
you're birthing miracles. That sounds good to me, Queen.
Yes.
And Ginger saying, you are so, so, you know, worthy of these miracles, beloved Queen.
I agree. I am self-love.
Yeah.
I'm deserving. I'm worthy, and I'm ready to accept them.
You see, not only, expect, be a little bit bolder and expect miracles.
Well, I'm expecting. I'm pregnant.
Yes, you are. And she's just showing me like a phoenix again, the phoenix bird that I've seen in the past with you. And it's like you're being reborn again from your own ashes, queen. Really, really beautiful. Yeah. And you have a beautiful connection to all that is. You really do.
And I am so grateful.
And Ginger's just saying, you know, you are an amazing teacher. You're an amazing leader. And you help others to, you know, see their purpose. And you inspire them, queen.
Thank you.
And I'm just, you know, I'm seeing this magnificent fire around you, queen. It's just, it's absolutely beautiful. What dynamic energy. Fire.
Fire?
Yes, fire. This amazing fire, yes. And I know that you know, in the past you've used the fire to create your beautiful, you know, metal creation. So I don't know if, in fact, you're using it again.
I need to fire up some paper and do it because I have spoken to you recently about fire.
Beautiful.
It's so nice that Haru and Ass, you called her Isis, I call her Ass, because her Egyptian name is the Medic name of Ass. I'm so grateful they came to visit with me in this way, to visit with us in this way. Yes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And Ginger is standing there, and I'm saying, Ginger, who are you talking to? We're on air. She said, Mom, I'm talking to the Angel of Time. The Angel of Time is here as well for Queen. And she's letting you know that all is in divine order, Queen.
Yes, for sure. There's no other way for it to be.
She's asking that, you know, you allow yourself, you know, some time and allow all of your desires and more to be manifest, queen. So that's what I have for you. I hope that helps.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And do look into doing more with your photography. Because it's really special. It's really special.
Thank you. I love to look up in the sky and I take these pictures and I live on a magical mountain, so I think that's where I get all these special effects. The magical mountain is just magnificent.
Yes, well, it has prosperity there for you with your camera if you choose to.
Well, you know what, Queen? I don't even own a camera. Like, I use my cell phone.
That's fine. That is your camera.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
It doesn't have to be anything beyond that.
Yeah.
But you're able
to
capture those beautiful. Your pictures are just amazing, and that they know that they represent life in ways that others can't see it, which is who you are, or others don't see it. And that they. When and if you choose to enter into the art world in that way, make sure they know that they haven't been touched up, that they're you're capturing it. That's important.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh,
thank you for the beautiful messages.
Thank you. And I mean, I saw fire, like I said, fire all around you, and Ginger saying the fire not only represents like your creations, but your twin flame.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're open to a twin flame coming forward. I don't know. But so the flame had a couple different meanings.
Okay. Well, I'm Gemini, too, so it could be both parts of myself coming together, the twins merging into one. I'll take it that way, too.
I feel like possibly that person might be in your, like, in your space somehow, you know, so... Just be aware. Ginger saying it's up to Queen what she's, you know, welcoming into her space.
All right. Duly noted.
Okay. Well, that's what I have, and I'm going to ask our magnificent Barbara, the one, the anointed and appointed one, to come forward. Barbara?
Okay. Hold on, I'm getting a message for you. Oh, did you have a question? I was supposed to ask you that. What is it that you are really looking for?
Well, I have a comment, and that might lead to a question. The gathering that I did in February was on self-love. And here we are again. And I did a lot of channeling on self-love that I shared with those that came to receive it. Well, I guess I will go into self-love. Whatever I need to know to decide affirming and accepting that I, love myself more and more and more.
Okay. This is what they're saying. Okay, who's saying? Divine Mother is saying. This is what Divine Mother is saying. When we speak of self-love, we are not just speaking of loving the human self that you see yourself as. We are talking about loving all of you. You are God, you are Goddess, you are the name you want to give it. That energy is within you. And so when you are loving yourself, you are loving God. When you love the Goddess, you are loving yourself. We say this because we want you to know that they are equal. You are equal. And so when you are looking at things for your life, when you are looking at the things that you desire, make sure that you are giving yourself permission to receive the same permission that you would give to the Goddess to have whatever she desired. There's nothing you would hold back from her, and there should be nothing that you would hold back from you, because you are the same. And as you open up to this energy of being me, being whomever it is you consider to be the most wonderful divine being possible, open yourself up to being that being and deserving everything that that being deserves and having all of the power that that being has, and creating your own life, your own way, and allowing yourself to receive. And we say that many times because sometimes people just do not do it. They do not allow themselves to receive. They think that they have to achieve some certificate or overcome some obstacle before they can allow themselves to receive. And we are saying, you are the divine beings you look up to. You are already everything. So why should you not receive? Why put off your life? Why look at everything as being happening in the future? Let it happen now, right now, in this moment. This is the only time you have. Make it now. Allow yourself to receive. Open up to the truth of you now. Dear innate, I am. Ooh. So love. And allow yourself to be now. Okay. That's what she wanted to say to you. Nice, simple little message.
Actually, it is, in reality. Basic elementary, the principles are to just to accept the way it is. Wow, beautiful.
Just remember, the more you say, dear innate, I am self-love, the more you are letting go of the stories. It is taking you out of the stories. It's amazing how many stories we have. Okay, they want me to tell you my story. I have to laugh because it is just a story. But last night I was playing games with Dave, and I was saying, dear innate, I am self-love. I was saying this in my own head. He doesn't know that I do this while we play games. And I reached a point where I was like, okay, I don't have a story. I don't know how to play a game without a story. So I was getting all pouty with my guidance because I had let go of the story. And then it's like, well, what do I do now? You know? Which led me to just keep saying, dear innate, I am self-love. And it just reached a point where I was playing the game and it meant absolutely nothing. I still enjoyed it, but it didn't have any meaning. It used to have so much meaning. But I learned how to play without a story. And that's, you just do it and enjoy it. So I'm not sure what that told for you. I was told to tell it to you. So there, you've got it.
My question is, what transition, that acceptance, what happened to you? I mean, will you play more games of that type? Have you outgrown that? Will you participate in those activities for the mere pleasure of the company of that individual, or will you find other ways to interact that embodiment?
It's funny because everything you were asking me has to do with making up a new story. Why is it that important? Why wouldn't I just live in the moment?
Well, the moment branches off into different stories. I'm going to divert from that to see what comes, because as I'm writing the stories in my book, which is important to me now, it's a portal to expression and sharing, and the stories that I am putting down on paper and about ready to release for others to be real close to it, is not the story that I live, but yet a story, something I am I'm giving life to as a creator. And so maybe story is a word to be changed. But okay, I'll listen. Maybe it shouldn't be called a story.
Okay, this is what I'm getting.
Okay.
We want you to understand that writing your stories is simply writing your stories. That is what you are doing. What we want you to let go of is the emotional attachments to your stories. because that plays a part in your life now. Not just then, but also now. And in order for you to expand and become all that you are, you have to let go of the attachments, because they tend to wrap themselves around you and keep you stuck. So when you say, dear innate, I am self-love, and you are letting go of the stories, you are clearing the energy in the things that you have already written, and the energy in you now. And you are making your writing even more powerful, because then it is filled with the beautiful, unconditional love that you are, as opposed to any emotional attachments from the past, any pain, any sorrow, any doubt, any whatever is there. It's clearing it so that you can truly give to others the love from your heart. And that is what they will connect with. Does that make sense?
Of course it does somewhere. But I receive it, and I will look into it to see what I am to partake of and move forward with it. The energies, having the energies of the highest into the words that I write and the messages that I'm going to share is what it's about. And being in harmony with my own self-love is the key, no doubt. So of course it helps in some way. In some way.
Okay. Well, it's about taking yourself to, I don't want to say a higher level, because there are no higher and lower. It's a different level. It's a level that has more unity and more connection to it, which brings expansion to you, to your soul. And that's what it's all about.
The hokey pokey.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hokey pokey. Yes. Well, as I depart in part and receive more part, so that I am not a part. Well, I am a part. The paradox. I am a part, and I accept my part, my place. Parts are getting really deep in this. Being a part of this is, wow, I could part the Red Sea right about now. Whoa. Okay, visually I did it. I can do that. All right, my sisters, I'm not going to go off on another story or tale or experience. That's the word to replace with story from my receiving. Experience it. I bid you all a magnificent life. Namaste,
Queen.
Kisses.
Okay. EC, we've come to the end of another show.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, but
what amazing energy.
There is one caller who has been listening for a while. If you actually have a question and you want to talk to us, please press the number 1. And I'll give you a few moments to make up your mind. Because they do have a message for you. Okay, you have 15 more seconds. I'm not actually 15 seconds. All right. Let's see if they want to give you a message without you asking.
Well, you know, Barbara, can I just say to that caller, we don't know who they are, but just know that you're on an amazing journey and the universe is waiting to bring you all that you've been wanting and more. Just open your arms wide to receive everything. You've really done so much and you're truly deserving of all that I'm seeing. Honor the person that you are, the person that you've become. You're an amazing soul. God bless you. I feel like the energy is just, it's out of this world. It's just amazing energy. And this person is a very old soul. I just see, you know, all the ancient wisdom within, and just shine brightly and, you know, share your light with the world. That's what I was getting, Barbara.
Okay. And that's similar to what I was getting. Let's see, what are they saying? Be you. No matter what, be you. Because there is nothing wrong with you. It's time to let go of all of those old beliefs that said you have to do this, that, or the other before you are actually going to be good enough. But once you're good enough, then God will love you. The truth is, God loves you. God has always loved you. God will always love you. You are good enough. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to prove it to God. You don't have to prove it to yourself. And you certainly don't have to prove it to other people. You deserve. Open your heart right now. You deserve. Open your heart. You deserve. And simply say, dear innate, I am self-love. And allow yourself to be. Oh, that energy feels good. Okay, now we are ready to end the show. Okay, DC, where'd you go?
I'm here. I'm talking up a storm and no one can hear me. I said, thank you, Barbara. What an amazing, you know, what an amazing show. And thank you for spending some of it with me and your beautiful, amazing energy as well. And I hope everyone tunes in again, of course, on Thursday. And I look forward to reconnecting with everyone.
Me too. And thank you, everyone, for being a part of our group of listeners. I don't know what to call you. Audience. You're an audience. That's what you are. thank you for being
they're
our audience.
Family. They're family that we haven't met yet as well, some of them, Barbara.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Okay, we will be back on Thursday. We send you all lots and lots of love. And remember, you are self-love.
Yes. We love you. Bye, everyone.